Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to every single one of you.
Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
I praise and thank God we have this morning to live and worship the true and living God together.
今天我们也可以在这边一同坐在这里来学习主真的道理。
This morning I'd like to share with you, entreat me not to leave thee.
今天早上我们要以不要催逼我离开你来作为题目。
Let's turn the book of Psalm chapter 22.
我们请看诗篇22篇。
Psalm chapter 22.
诗篇的第二十二篇
22 verse 1 and verse 2
诗篇的第二十二篇
Psalm chapter 22 verse 1
诗篇第二十二篇第一节第二节
My God, my God, why you have forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? And from the words of my groaning verse 2
第二节
Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season I am not silent.So we know these two verses is the psalm, the suffering psalm of King David.
我们都知道这首诗是大卫在经过苦难的时候所写的诗。
After God chosen King David to be the king, the first few years of his life, he suffered much by the hand of Saul.
那么我们都知道，当神拣选大卫要成为国王的时候呢，他在这段时间他接受到扫罗王的追杀。
So sometimes when he go to this kind of suffering, he feel that maybe God is not with him.
在这段时间，他感觉到神已经不再与他同在了。
So that's why when he prayed to God, he say, "My God, my God, why you have forsaken me?"
所以在第一节，我们事实上看到了他的心里面的难过。他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么要离弃我呢
？”Why are you so far from helping me?
为什么你远离我不救我
？And from the words of my groaning, oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear.
那么我的神啊，我白天呼求你，你却不应允我。
And in the night season, I am not silent.
那么同样在夜间，我的呼求并不住声。
You can see nowadays, many people who live in a world without God, their life is full of suffering.
今天我们看到世界上有许多的人是生活在没有神的生活里，他们是痛苦的。
Every single year in the United States, 30,000 people commit suicide.
每一年在美国有33,000人自杀。
And the United States is one of the richest countries in the whole world.
我们都知道美国可以算是上世界上数一数二富有的国家。
But why do people kill themselves?
为什么人会自杀呢
？And do not think the people kill themselves because they are poor.
那么人自杀并不是因为他们很穷。
But I see the most people kill themselves, they are wealthy.
我们看到许多人自杀都是因为他们也许太有钱了。
Because the poor people always have hope to be rich.
因为呢，穷的人总是有这么个盼望，有一天会变成有钱。
But the rich people, they always have the hope to be fulfilled inside their hearts.
但是有钱的人却发现自己的内心空虚，无法被充满。
But if they live without God,
但是他们的生活是没有神的生活。
It doesn't matter how much they have, but their hearts still feel empty.
就算他们生活富足，但是内心却空虚的。
So how about us?
那么看看我们自己。
We are the chosen people of God.
今天我们说我们都是属神的
人。But why sometimes we feel empty inside our heart?
为什么我们在心里面仍然感觉到空虚呢
？Why because sometimes our heart is very far from God.
因为我们的心有时候是远离神的。
And we know these two verses also the word that uttered by Lord Jesus Christ when he was on the cross.
那么我们都知道这两段这两段经节。主耶稣在实际上也说了这两段经节。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ when he crucified himself on the cross is to die for all mankind.
当我们知道我们主耶稣基督在实际上为了世人的罪受死受难的时候。
And during that time he went to hell and tasted death for every single one of us.
那么在那个时候他下到阴间为所有的世人尝死味的时候。
And that's the time that he yelled out, "My God, my God, why you have forsaken me?"
在那个时候我们也知道他说出了这句话，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？Because in hell is where God is not there.
因为在那阴间里面，神是不存在的。
And where God is not there, the life would be full of suffering.
在不存在的阴间里面，那样的生活是痛苦的。
So for us as a chosen people of God, we need to think and reflect about our life.
所以今天我们既然说是属神的人，每一天的生活我们都要想一想自己的生活是什么样的生活。
But not only the life in this world, but also the world to come.
那么并不只是单单想现今的生活，也要想到未来的生活。
For me as a young man, sometimes I do not think too much about heaven and hell.
那么对我一个年轻人来说，有时候我不会考虑未来的天国地狱是什么样子。
Because I feel I'm so young, I'm not going to die anytime soon.
有时候觉得自己还年轻，离死还很远呢。
But when I go to Africa,
但是我到非洲的时候
，and every time I go there, I realize that actually our life can be taken away at any time.
每一次我到非洲都有这样的感触，人的生命是多么的脆弱，随时会不见的。
And then when I was in Africa, it's a time I think about hell.
那么当我在非洲的时候，我就会思想说阴间是什么样子。
And why do I say this?
为什么我这么说
？In Africa, especially in the countryside,
在非洲的时候，特别是在乡村地带。
So the bathroom, you know, where you go to the bathroom, just dig about 20-30 feet in a hole, like a big hole.
那么，比如说我们要用厕所，在那个地方，人就是挖了两三尺深的一个大洞。
And they put only 2 pieces of wood on top, you know, the mouth of the open.
那么在那个洞上面，他们放两块木板架子。
And every time I go to the bathroom, I try to look at the 2 pieces of wood, right? Make sure it's nice and sturdy.
所以每一次我要用厕所的时候，我要确定这两块板子是够重，可以撑得上我的重量。
But every time I go to the bathroom, my knees would shake. I can never go to the bathroom in peace.
那么每一次我要上厕所的时候，事实上我都上得两腿发抖，因为我感觉到不安全。
So every time we go to the bathroom, I always tell the, you know, our coworker that I'm going to the bathroom. Please make sure I come back out.
每一次我要上厕所，我都告诉我的同伴说，我去上厕所。要确定我待会会回来哦。
Because what happened? Can you imagine you fall into that toilet?
所以我们想想，如果我们就这么掉进那大洞里。
One time when I went to look at the toilet because it smelled so bad, right? When I look at it, everything was moving inside the toilet.
有一次我看那个大洞里面呢，当然是很臭，但是里面所有东西都会动哎。
And I realized this is full of maggots. It's disgusting.
那么我们可以想象那里面是多么的肮脏，多么的可怕。
But imagine you fall in there.
我们想想，如果说自己掉进去
呢？And you fall in there, what all the doo-doo will cover your head.
那么掉进去的时候，所有的这些脏东西马上把你淹起来。
And you will be full of darkness.
那么在那个里面就是充满了黑暗
了。And the maggots will be eating you there.
那么在里面的那些蛆、那些虫就会吃你。
But when you try to yell for help, what all the doo-doo will go in your mouth.
那么你一张嘴要叫救命的时候呢，那更糟糕了。
But actually, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us hell is worse than this.
那么我们看到主耶稣形容阴间的死位比这个还更糟糕。
Hell is where a place that the fire burn cannot be quenched.
因为在阴间的那个火呢是不能够熄灭的火。
And the worms would eat, you never die.
那么在那里的虫呢是不会死的虫。
For sometimes it's hard for us to imagine this.
有时候说到这里，我们恐怕没有办法想象那什么样子。
My adopted father several years.ago he passed away.
那么我的这个领养我的父亲呢几年前他去世了。
Actually during the time when he was dying.
那么在他去世的那个时候
we tried to preach the gospel to him.
那么我试着呢将我们的福音传给他。
But of course he's been a Christian for many years.
当然他已经是一个基督徒很多年了。
And he believed that every church is the same church.
而且他相信呢所有教会都是一样的。
But for us who live we come to church, we know that not every church is the same church.
今天我们在真耶稣教会，我们知道不是每一个教会都一样的。
And my father he's from Sicily. My adopted father is from Sicily.
那么西西里是我父亲来的地方。
And you know anybody from Sicily, they're a very tough person.
我们都知道从西西里那个地方来的人呢，每一个人都是非常的坚强。
And most of them are mafia.
那差不多从那里来的人都是一些。
And this is not a stereotype. This is true.
那么都是一些很厉害的人。
And my father always tell me he's never afraid to die.
那么我的父亲告诉我他不怕死。
Even the doctor told him he have only a couple of weeks to live.
那么就算医生已经告诉他就剩几个礼拜了生命，他仍然不害怕。
And they tell me, son, I'm not afraid to die.
那么他告诉我身为儿子的说不用担心，我不害怕死的。
So one night he was in hospital.
有一天晚上他在住院的时候。
And my wife and I stayed in hospital with him.
那么我跟我太太呢一起跟他在住院里面。
But we slept in a waiting area.
当然我们在这个候客室里面来陪他。
In the middle of the night, my mom came yell to me, Woody, Woody, hurry up, your father's calling for Jesus.
那么我妈妈半夜的时候赶紧来叫我说不行了不行了，我爸爸快要不行了。
And he asked you to go and pray for him.
那么他叫我赶紧到他床边为我父亲祷告。
Of course, at the time I did not know what's going on.
当然在那个时候我不知道发生什么事。
So I ran to his room.
所以我到他的房间里。
And my father was in bed, he was all shaken.
那么我看到我父亲呢在床上，但是他全身抖动。
And he was yelling out, Jesus, please save me, Jesus, please save me.
那么我看到我父亲大声地说，主耶稣啊，救我，救我。
So during that time, I kneeled down and prayed with him.
那么在那个时候我跪下一起和他祷告。
And after 15-20 minutes later,
15-20 minutes later之后，
Then my father says, "Son, I'm okay. Son, I'm okay."
那他告诉我说，儿子啊，我还好了，还好了。
And during time, I did not know what's going on.
在那个时候，我并不知道到底发生什么事了。
So I asked my father, "Father, what happened?"
所以我问我爸爸到底怎么了。
He said, "What happened? He was dying."
他说刚才我差点死了。
And as he was dying, Satan took his soul to hell.
那么在我就快要断气的那一刻呢，他觉得撒旦把我的灵魂带到阴间去了。
And he said, Satan looked so ugly.
而且他说撒旦看起来就是很丑的。
And during the time while his soul was in hell, he feels so much suffering, but he cannot describe it.
在那个时候他的灵魂已经来到阴间了，这样的痛苦，但是他没有办法形容那个痛苦到底怎么形容。
But at the same time, he saw this another group in the distance.
但是他远方他看到一个另外一个东西。
And these people were singing hymns and praising to God.
有看到远方一群人在那边唱诗赞美神。
And he said they looked so joyful.
在那个远方，他看到那些人是多么的快乐。
So for him, he also want to go to that side.
所以对他来讲，他愿意到那远方的地方和他们一起快乐。
And then he stepped forward, a couple step forward.
所以他往前走了几步。
In the beginning, it's only 5-6 people surrounded him.
那么在刚开始的时候，可能有五六个人在他旁边吧。
But the minute he stepped forward and tried to go to the other side,
那么当他要往前走去到那远方的时候
，there's thousands of people in front of him.
那么他看到一群人在他的面前。
And every single one of them also want to go to the other side.
每一个人都想去那远方快乐的地方。
But no matter how hard they try, they cannot go to the other side.
但是这一群人不管他们多么努力，他就是过不去。
So at that time, my father feels so much suffering.
所以在那个一刻，他感觉到非常的痛苦。
And this tough man cry out just like a little baby.
那么像我父亲这么坚强的人，哭得像个小婴儿一样。
He was yelling, "Jesus, please help me."
所以那个时候，就是我听到他说：“主啊，救我
！”Please take my life and have control of my life.
那么求你能够。拥有求你能够带我去那好的地方。
Actually, truly praise and thank God.
那么真的是很非常的感谢
神。Because of many brothers and sisters fasted and prayed for him.
那么有许多弟兄姐妹为了他的生病呢来进食祷告。
God had mercy on him.
那么神确实怜悯我的
父亲。So as he go through the suffering in hell, he feel the power came down and then took his soul.Back to his body.
所以在那个时候，他感觉到从上面来的一股力量，将他的灵魂重新带回到他的身体。
So, brother and sister, hell is not a place that is fun to be with.
所以在这边，我要告诉弟兄姐妹，阴间不是好玩的。
We need to think and reflect about our spiritual life.
所以我们常常要思想我们的属灵生活。
But at the same time, it's not easy for us as a chosen people to live in this world.
但是我们属神的人有时候很困难在世界上生活的。
Why? Because this world is full of evil.
为什么呢？因为这个世界上充满了罪恶。
Let's turn the book of Judges, chapter 18.
我们请看士师记十八章。
The book of Judges, chapter 18, verse 1.
士师记十八章的第一节。
Judges 18, verse 1.
士师记十八章的第一节。
In those days, there was no king in Israel.
在那个时候，以色列中没有王。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
我们再看十九章的第一节。
And it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel.
当以色列中没有王的时候。
Chapter 21, verse 25.
我们再看二十一章的二十五节。
Judges 21:25.
士师记二十一章的二十五节。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right under his own eyes.
在那个时候，以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In the book of Judges, describe and stress three times there was no king in Israel.
我们刚看到那几个经节，士师记里面连续三次说到，在士师时代是没有王的时代。
So because there's no king in Israel, people did what was right in their own eyes.
那么在以色列中没有王的时候，人们就任意而行。
So during the time, even the Levites have concubines.
那么在那个时候，就算是利未人都有娶妻娶妾。
And during the time, the chosen people committed great sin against God with the Moabite women.
在那个时候，所谓的选民都跟摩亚人一起来拜他们的神。
And during the time, they worship many idols.
在那个时候，许多的以色列民选民都敬拜一些偶像。
So why? Because they did what is right in their own eyes.
为什么原因？就是因为国中无王，他们做任何他们喜欢的事情。
Because there was no king in Israel.
原因就是因为以色列中没有王。
Of course, there was a king during that time.
当然，在那个时候，确实有一个实质的王在当国。
And that king was God Himself.
但是。那个国王就是神。
But because they lack of faith, they cannot see that God was their king.
但是以色列民在那个时候没有任何的信心，他们没有办法看到这个国的国王到底是谁。
Just like nowadays,
就好像现今一样。
We live in a world is full of wickedness and perversion.
今天我们生活的世界里面充满了许多的问题跟诱惑。
So it's difficult for us to live a life of holiness.
所以今天我们说要。过一个圣洁的生活真是困难啊。
The thing is abomination to God is right in people's eye.
但是对在神的眼中他是一个忌恶的神。
So that's why we need to draw ourselves closer to God.
所以我们必须要将自己更亲近主。
Let's open the book of Ruth chapter 1.
我们看隔壁的路德
记。The book of Ruth chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 2.
路德记第一章第一节第二节。
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons, verse 2.
第二节。
The name of the man was Elimelech, the man of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, an Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there.So we can see that during this time is the time of judges also.
这个时候路德记也是发生在士师时代的时候。
We know during the time of Judges there was no king in Israel.
我们刚才都看到了，说以色列在士师时代是没有王的。
But then verse 2 describes this a man, his name is Elimelech.
第二节说到这里有一个人叫做以利米勒。
Actually, Elimelech means my God is king.
那么这以利米勒的名字代表意思就是说神是我的王。
So even though there's no king in Israel, but this family, they know that God is their king.
就算在那个时候士师时代说国中无王，但是这家人知道说神就是王。
Because his name is Elimelech.
我们从他的名字看到说以利米勒就是神是我的王。
So this means my God is king.
换句话就是说他知道神就是他的王。
So even though we live in this wicked and perversion of this world, but we have Jesus to be our king.
就算我们现在住在这作乱罪恶的时代里面，我们都知道主耶稣是我们心中的王。
As long as we have Jesus to be our king, we can have a victorious life.
只要我们在主耶稣是王的生活下，我们就有得胜的生活。
But sometimes our faith also can become weak.
但是我们的信仰，我们的信心有时候会软弱的。
Just like Elimelech and his family.
就好像以利米勒这家人。
Because during that time there was a famine in the land of Bethlehem.
在那个时候，他们看到了在犹大伯利恒这个地区是饥荒的。
We know Bethlehem is the house of God or the house of bread.
我们都知道伯利恒代表的是神的国，神的家。
So because of this famine, they went to the land of Moab.
所以他们因为饥荒的原因就移到摩押地区居住。
And the Moabite women are the one that caused the chosen people to sin greatly against God.
在圣经里面，我们都知道摩押的女人，也就是引起以色列民去拜偶像的人的一群人。
And the Moabites are the people that God promised they can never enter His tabernacle.
那么我们都知道摩押人是受到咒诅的一群民族。
So Bethlehem represent the true church of God.
所以伯利恒代表了真教会的存在。
And then Moab represent the world that we live in today.
摩押地也就是这群摩押人代表了我们今天所在的世界。
But why did during this time Elimelech and his family left the house of God and went to the world?
但是为什么原因在那个时候以利米勒全家人呢离开这神祝福的地方去到摩押地呢
？Why? Because they feel there was a famine in the land.
因为国中遭遇到饥荒的原因。
Actually, this house is the house of God.
因为这个家就是神的家。
And the house is the house of bread.
那么这个家就是属灵食物的家。
How can it be a famine?
在这个属灵的食物家里面，怎么会有饥荒呢
？Actually, sometimes we think about when we come to church.
有时候我们来到教会会这么想。
Maybe some of us may believe in Jesus for many years.
也许我们已经信主很多年了。
But every time we come to church, we can never experience God.
但是每一次我们来到教会里面，我却体验不到神。
So we also feel that our church is a great famine.
有时候我们会感觉到这个教会好像有了饥荒一样。
Of course, this famine is not bread and water.
但是我们都知道饥荒并不只是单单指的水或食物而已。
This famine is hearing the word of God.
那么这个饥荒指的是说我们听不到神的话了。
So sometimes we do not experience God, so we feel this church is like any other church in the world.
当我们感觉到来到这个会堂里面体验不到神是饥荒的时候，我们都觉得这个教会跟其他人是一样的。
So because of this, we want to go to the world and try to seek for peace and joy.
我们认为这样的饥荒，我们就要离开这个地方去找更好的地方。
But if we cannot find peace and joy in the church,
但是当我们在教会里面找不到平安跟喜乐的时候
we cannot find peace and joy in the world.
我们也在世界上也一样找不到平安跟喜乐。
Just like the Song of Solomon says.
就好像所罗门王写的诗一样。
He said, "Kiss me with the kiss of your lips."
那么以嘴唇来亲我。
For your love is better than wine.
因为你的爱比酒更甜更美。
If you come to church and experience a kiss from our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们来到教会要感觉到主耶稣就在亲我。
We will know that his kiss is better than everything in this world.
被他亲过之后我们知道他的爱是比任何的世界上任何东西都还要再好的。
That's why we need to think and reflect about our faith.
所以在我们的生活里面我们要常常想自己的信心。
We should never ever leave the church.
自己的信仰我们从来不可以离开教会。
Because when we leave the church, we have no peace and joy.
离开了这个教会我们永远找不到平安跟喜乐了。
And on the end, we will spend eternity in condemnation.
那么到最后我们只会得不到永生而已。
So even so, sometimes my church is weak.
所以有时候我们感觉到教会也许是比较软弱。
Our church is weak not because God is weak, because we as the chosen people are weak.
今天我们的教会软弱并不是神软弱了，而是说我们这属灵的人软弱了。
But even though we are weak, do not leave the church.
虽然我们的软弱，但是不要离开这属灵的家。
Do not leave the land of Bethlehem.
不要离开这伯大。 这个犹大的伯利恒。
But if you leave the land of Bethlehem, surely there will great death upon us.
离开了伯利恒之后，外面的都是属于死的事。
Look at verse 3.
我们再看第三节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 3.
路德记第一章第三节。
And then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons.
后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。
We already mentioned earlier that Elimelech means my God is king.
我们刚才都知道以利米勒这个名字，也就是说神是我的王。
So during that time, because they live in the land of Moab for almost 10 years,
他们在摩押地总共住了大概超过10年的时间。
So mean Elimelech have died.
那在这里也说到以利米勒死了。
This mean my God is king have died.
换句话就是说，这个名字代表的神是我的王已经死了。
What does this mean for us?
在这里告诉我们什么呢
？If we live in the world for too long,
今天我们如果在世界上住太久了
，If we conform in the world for too long,
如果我们学这个世界太久了
，Sooner or later Jesus no longer reign over our hearts.
那么早晚神就要离开我们这颗心。不再跟我们同在了。
Why? Because those of us who live in the world,
因为我们都住在这个世界上。
We belong to Satan.
我们就属于魔鬼了。
And for those of us who conform to the things of this world,
如果我们在学世界上所有的东西，
We belong to Satan.
我们就属于魔鬼了。
Because those of us who are friend with the world, we are not friend with God.
今天如果我们与世界为友，我们就不会是与基督为友。
So make sure that Christ is still kings over our hearts.
所以我们谨记一点，在我们心中基督仍然为王。
And make sure that Christ have not died.As a king to reign over us.
我们要确认这个王不要在我们心中死去了。
But even though Elimelech died in a time, but Naomi still refused to go back to the land of Bethlehem.
在这里我们看到，这里说到以利米勒死了，但是呢，拿俄米这个做太太的还是不要回到伯利恒。
Why? Because even though her husband died, but she still has two sons.
在那个时候，她丈夫死了，但是她还有两个儿子。
And maybe this time she still have the hope of her two sons.
那么在她两个儿子还活着的时候，她觉得在这两个儿子身上还能找到希望。
But what happened to two sons.
但是我们紧接下来看到他两个儿子到底什么结果。
And verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节这边说到。
Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so the woman survived her two sons and her husband.
马伦和基连二人也死了，剩下拿俄米没有丈夫也没有儿子。
Because they live in the land of Moab for so long.
因为他们已经在摩押地住太久了。
Not only my God is king died, but also her two sons also died.
并不单单指以利米勒死了，连我两个儿子都去世了。
So for us, we need to think about
今天我们看到这一段，我们要仔细想
想。Do not bring our children, our family into the world.
今天我们不要把我们的家庭带往世界。
Because sooner or later, spiritual will die.
因为早晚我们的属灵的生命会不见了。
And we'll die if there's no peace and there's no joy.
那么我们会在那没有平安、没有喜乐的当中死去的。
So after her husband died, her two sons died, and then she have no one else left to count on.
拿俄米在这个时候没有了丈夫，也没有了儿子，事实上她已经没有指望了。
So that's why this time she make a determination.
所以这个时候她就起身决定。
Because she has no more hope in the land of Moab.
因为对她来说，摩押地对她来说是一个没有希望的地方。
Actually, sometimes it's the same for us.
有时候怀想自己不也是这样吗
？Sometimes we go to the world and live there for so long.
有时候我们就回到这个世界，跟世界住在一起太久了。
But after a great trial and tribulation,
那么经过了许多的痛苦困难之后
，and then we realize that God is so wonderful.
我们才发现说，原来回到神的身边是多好啊
！I remember in Northern California area.
那么我记得在北加州的时候
，there's a sister she hardly come to church.
有这么一个姐妹，其实很少来教会。
And many people encourage her to come back to church.
许多人都鼓励她回到教会。
But she always busy with the worldly things.
但是她却因为工作很忙，当借口很少来教会。
So one day she was hurt very severely.
有一天她受了很严重的伤了。
Her back was so painful she almost became paralyzed.
那么她的背部受伤，差一点点就瘫痪了。
And because of this, she came back to church.
因为这个原因，在那天起她回到教会。
But she had to suffer greatly.
但是他却经过了这么大的痛苦。
So for us, we should not wait until we suffer to come back to church.
所以今天呢，我们不要因为经过了痛苦才回到教会。
Do not be like Naomi and her family.
不要像拿俄米他们这一家人一样。
But nevertheless, if we in the world, we need to come back to God.
那么今天，如果我们已经在世界上听到这样的讯息，我们就要回到神的身边。
So in verse 6, this is the time that she make her determination.
所以第六节我们说到这个拿俄米这个寡妇已经起身做决定了。
Then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab.For she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread.
她就与她两个儿媳起身，要从摩押地归回，因为她在摩押地听说神眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
When she have no more hope in the land of Moab's.
当在她 对他来讲，摩押地没有希望。
That's the time that she realized that God has visited His people.
当他在摩押地的时候，才知道说神眷顾了他的百姓。
Not only that He visited His people, but He also gave them bread.
不只是眷顾，而且给他们粮食。
But actually, God is always with His people.
但是我们都知道，神总是跟他选民在一起。
Like God is always with us.
就好像神永远跟我们在一起一样。
But sometimes when we lack our faith, we cannot see that He's with us.
只不过今天我们的信心不足，我们看不到他与我们在一起。
Only after we go through trial and tribulation that God opened our eyes that God is here with us.
我们总是经过了许多的困难痛苦之后，张开眼睛才看到啊，原来神在这里。
Because she realized that God visited His people.
我们都知道在这里，他看到了神。
Therefore, she arose and returned back to Judah.
所以她就起身准备回归了。
Let's find verse 7 says, Therefore, she went out from the place where she was.
所以第七节这里说，于是她和她两个儿媳起行，离开那地方。这里是很重要的。
If we are in the world,
如果今天我们还在世界上，
we need to rise out from the world.
我们要像她一样起身
离开。And come out of the world.
能够离开那个世界。
And return back to God.
然后回到犹大地。
But maybe many of us, we are just like the prodigal son.
那今天我们很像就是那所谓的流浪子一样。
But when we talk about we turn back to God, we talk about turn back to God with our hearts.
今天我们说流浪子要回头，我们不是只是身体回头，心也要回头。
Even though sometimes we sit here to worship God.
就好像我们今天在这里来敬拜神。
But our heart is very far away from God.
可是我们的心却远离神。
So we need to bring our heart back to God.
换句话，我们要将心带回来亲近神。
And let our Lord Jesus Christ reign over our hearts.
那么让我们的神能够真的在心里做主。
We should not be like the prodigal son.
我们不要像那流浪子一样。
So you see, the prodigal son, there's a story about the man, right? He have two sons.
我们知道有这么一个很有名的这个流浪子的故事。
And the younger son says to his father, Father, give me what belonged to me.
这个小孩子说，父亲啊，给我刚应当有的东西。
So the father divided his livelihood and gave it to his children.
所以这个父亲真的听了他的话，分成一半给了小儿子。
And not many days after, the younger son took all his possession and went to a far country.
所以他带着他所有应该有的呢，这个小儿子就出走了。
And in a far country, he spent it all in prodigal living.
那么在这远方的地方，他把他所有带来的东西全部挥霍完毕。
And during the time, there arose a great famine.
那么在那个时候呢，有了饥荒了。
But even though there arose a great famine, he did not come back to the father.
就算有了饥荒，在孩子待在那个地方，不愿意回到父亲的身边。
But no one gave him anything during that time.
但是在饥荒里面，没有人可以帮他。
So when he went out to feed the swines.
所以他到外面去喂猪养猪了。
This is time that his life becomes so pitiful.
在那个时候，他感觉到自己的生命多么可悲。
Because for the Israelite people to feed the swine, I see swine is unclean animals to them.
因为身为一个以色列人出去喂猪，猪在那个时候是一个不洁净的动物。
But because his life is reached to the point is so pitiful.
但是他的生活已经来到这么可悲的地步。
Then when he was feeding the swine out there, then he thought to himself.
所以他必须养猪为生，他这个时候他静下来想想。
In my father's house, even the servant has enough bread to eat.
今天我的父亲就算他的仆人都有饭吃。
But I'm here dying with hunger.
那么我在这个地方喂猪却要喂死了。
So I will return back to my father.
所以我必须要回到父亲那里。
I will say to my father, Father, I've sinned against you and against heaven.
那么他几乎话说我已经得罪你了，我已经得罪神了。
And I'm not worthy to be called your son.
我已经不值得被你称为我是儿子。
But make me one of your high servants.
但是我要成为你其中一个仆人就好。
So the son arose and returned back to his father.
所以这个儿子呢，就起身回到父亲那里。
And from a distance, the father saw him.
在远方，父亲就看到这个儿子回来了。
And the father ran toward the son.
那么这个父亲很主动就跑到儿子身边。
And fell on his neck and kissed him.
那么抱住他，跟他亲嘴。
And then the son said to the father,
那么这个儿子跟父亲说,
Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven.
他说我已经得罪你也得罪神。
I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
我不再值得被你称为儿子。
But make me one of your high servants.
那么也许我当你的仆人就好。
But the father said to the servant,
但是这个父亲说了,
Go and bring the best robe and put on my son.
他告诉他所有的仆人说, 把最好的袍子带给我的儿子穿。
Go and put a sandal on his feet.
那么带最好的鞋子给我儿子戴。
Go and bring the ring and put on his finger.
那么拿最好的戒指放在他的手上。
Because my son was lost, now he is found.
因为我失去的儿子已经回来了。
Because my son was dead, now he is alive.
因为我这已经死去的儿子又活回来了。
So for every single one of us, God is waiting for us just like the Father.
所以今天每一位在座的 神就好像在等他的儿子回头一样。
We need to return back to Him with our hearts.
只要我们今天带着我们的心回到他的面前。
And we need to worship Him in spirit and truth.
那么我们能够在灵以诚实跟心灵来敬拜他。
But when we return back, we need to come all the way.
我们今天要回头，就要一路的走回来。
We cannot only come halfway.
我们不能够走到半路就停了。
But to come all the way is not very easy.
那么从头走到尾并不简单哦。
Especially if we've been living in the world for so long.
尤其是我们已经在这个世界上待太久了。
But our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to return back to Him.
但是主耶稣基督今天要我们回头看他。
Let's read Luke chapter 1 verse 14.
我们再看路德记第一章第十四节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 14.
第一章的第十四节。
Then they lift up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Verse 15.
两个儿十五节。
And she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." So we know that during this time, Naomi has nothing to offer to her two daughter-in-laws.
在这个时候，我们都知道拿俄米事实上对她两个媳妇儿真的是对不起，因为对她们没有任何交代了。
So Naomi encouraged them to go back to their people, to their gods.
所以拿俄米身为婆婆的就告诉她的儿媳妇：“你赶紧回国吧。”
So her other daughter-in-law, Orpah, kissed Naomi and returned back to her people and to her God.
我们都知道，其中一个儿媳厄尔巴就亲嘴离别了。
And she should have returned back to Naomi all the way to the land of Bethlehem.
那么她事实上应该要跟着拿俄米回到伯利恒才对啊。
But we know there's another one, is Ruth.
但是我们知道另外一个儿媳妇路德
Ruth is the one that clung onto Naomi.
这边我们说到路德特别就是说我要紧紧跟随你。
Even though Naomi encouraged her to go back.
就算拿俄米说你赶紧回国吧。
But Ruth is not willing to go back.
那么路德说我才不要回
去呢。Because she knows that Naomi worshipped the true and living God.
因为她已经认定拿俄米的她已经认定拿俄米的神就是真神。
So that's why in verse 16 she said to Naomi.
所以十六节她这么说。
Entreat me not to leave you.
他说不要催逼我回去不跟随你。
Or to turn back from following after you.
那么你去哪里我都要跟着你。
For wherever you go, I will go.
那么你去哪我都要跟随。
And wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
你住哪里我都要住哪里。
Your people should be my people.
那么你的国就是我的国。
And your God, my God.
最后你的神就是我的
神。And verse 17 say, where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried.
那么十七节更胜一筹，他说你死在哪里我也要在哪里，葬在哪里我也要葬在哪里。
The Lord do so to me and more also if anything but death part you and me.
那么不然愿神重重的降罚于我。
We can see this a beautiful song that Ruth have sang to Naomi.
我们可以看到路德说了这么美好的一段话。
But for us as a chosen people of God,
今天我们是属神的选民。
We need to transcend this song to a spiritual song between us and our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们要把路德的这番话摆在我们跟神之间来实现。
As we journey to the heavenly kingdom,
今天我们都在往天国路上。
When we kneel down to pray to our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们今天跪下向神祷告。
In our heart, we always ask Him, "Entreat me not to leave you."
那么我们也常常要求神说，请不要催逼我不跟随你。
Or to turn back from following after you.
或是催逼我回去不跟着你。
But our Lord Jesus Christ already promised us.
但是主耶稣已经应许我们了。
He will never leave us or forsake us.
他永远不放弃我们。
But a lot of time we are the one that forsake Him and leave Him.
但是很糟糕的，有时候都是我们先放弃了他。
That's why when we pray to Him.
所以今天我们在祷告当中。
Not only say that we entreat me not to leave you, but also not to for us.Not to turn back from following after Him.
所以不只是要催逼我不跟随你，而且要求神保守我们不要回去那世界。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is always going to be here for us.
因为主耶稣基督永远在我们的身边，随时愿意爱我们。
But make sure we are here with Him.
重点是说我们要随时，我们要能够把我们自己带回来到他身边。
If we live this life without Him.
如果今天我们在世界上没有他的存在
If we live this life without following him,
如果今天我们的生活里面不跟随基督
Even at the short moment it seems everything is going well
也许在短时间的离开也许什么事情都还好
But on the end we will suffer pain and suffering
但是在路的尽头我们看到的是痛苦在等着我们
But we also should say wherever you go I will go
我们应该继续的说你不管去哪里我都要去
And wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
你不管住哪里我都要住
We know our Lord Jesus Christ He ascended to the heavenly kingdom
我们都知道主耶稣已经回到天上
And in heaven He prepared a mansion for us
在那个时候他已经答应我们在天上准备我们要住
的地方 And where He is, He also wants us to be
今天他在的地方也要我们在那里
That's why we need to think and reflect about our spiritual life
所以今天在我们的属灵生活上我们要常常这么想
Is our hope in this world
我们在世界上有希望吗
Or our hope is in the world to come
或是我们的希望是在那未来要来的
Where Lord Jesus Christ is
那么主耶稣在哪里呢
Of course we hope that every single one of us our hope is in the heavenly kingdom
今天我们每一位在座的希望的盼望都是在天国
Because this world has nothing to offer us but death
因为今天我们放眼望去世界上没有任何希望可言只有死亡
Of course when we talk about this world the things of this world not the world itself
今天我们说到的世界不是世界上所带来的物质，而是世界上所代表的
个性。So our Lord Jesus Christ went to the heavenly kingdom.
所以主耶稣回到天上。
He prepared a place for every single one of us.
他今天在那里预备每一位所要住的地方。
And where he go, we also want to go.
今天他去的地方，我们也要去。
And wherever he lodged, we also want to lodge.
今天他住的，我们也要住。
Because our hope is not in this world.
因为我们的希望不在世界。
But our hope is in the world to come.
那么我们的希望是在那未来要来的。
And it says here, your people should be my people.
那么这里更说了，你的国就是我的国。
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
In this world, there's only two things that's worth living for.
那么今天世界上有两样事情。
That is to love people just like God loves them.
那么就是爱人，就好像神爱我们一样。
Especially our brothers and sisters.
尤其是弟兄姐妹。
And to love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength, with all our soul.
今天我们尽心尽力尽性来爱主你的神。
If we live this life without these two things, then our life is not worth living.
如果今天我们没有爱神爱人的话，那在这世界上活的
是没有意义的。Because to love one another and to love God is the greatest commandment of all.
因为爱神爱人是神最大应许的一个诫命。
And this commandment is fulfill all the law and the prophets.
因为这样的诫命是满足所有圣经里的一切律法。
That is to love one another.
那我们要能够爱人如己。
That is to love God.
让我们也一起来爱神。
But of course, sometimes it's not easy to love one another.
我们说归说，但是并不容易做到。
Because not all of us are so lovable.
因为我们每一个人都是可爱的。
Just like between my wife and I.
就好像我跟我太太一样。
Of course, I try my best to be a good husband.
那么我尽心尽力做一个好丈夫。
But sometimes I'm not so lovable toward her.
但是有时候我觉得我对我太太来说我不可爱的。
But why does she still to love me?
但是我的太太却这么的爱我。
Because she understand and know my weaknesses.
因为她知道我的弱点在哪里。
So we need to understand and know one another.
换句话说，我们必须要能够互相了解。
So we continue to love one another.
因为互相了解，所以能够继续相爱。
Because love one another is the greatest commandment.
因为互相相爱是最大的诫命。
There was a testimony about this minister. He went to Africa.
有这么一个见证，这个传道去了非洲。
In a certain part of Africa, in a rural area, the people never experienced eating chicken.
那么在非洲有些地方，事实上，有些人没有吃过鸡肉。
So during this time, the missionary took one of the local workers and went to eat chicken with him.
所以他带了这个在当地的一个工人一起去吃鸡肉。
So, both of them ordered two pieces of chicken each.
所以他们两个一起点了两块鸡。
So while the pastor was eating his chicken,
当这个传道者吃鸡的时候，
and he looked over at the worker, and then the chicken is already finished.
那么他看对方已经把鸡全部吃完了。
So the pastor was surprised, wow, he ate both of the pieces of chicken already.
那么他传道说，你已经把这两块吃完了。
So the pastor asked him,
那么问他了，
did you finish both pieces already?
你这两块吃得这么快啊？
He said no.
他不是哦。
Then the pastor asked him, what happened to the other piece?
那你的鸡块呢？
And then he took the chicken out of his pocket with wrapping a napkin.
那么他把他的鸡块从口袋里面，已经包好了鸡块从口袋里面拿出来。
He's like, what are you doing?
他说你在干什么？
He said, oh, I'm saving this chicken for my co-worker.
因为我要把这个鸡带回去给我的同工吃。
My co-worker all his life, he never experienced eating chicken.
因为我的同工这一辈子也没吃过鸡肉哎。
So I want to bring this piece of chicken and give it to him.
所以我要带这块鸡肉呢拿去给他。
Actually, this is great love.
那么我看到那样的爱是多么
深切。When I go to Africa for 1 month, any food in front of me, I will eat it all.
我到非洲待了一个月之后呢，在我面前摆的任何吃的我都可以吃。
But this worker, he never experienced eating chicken.
但是我的同工却不知道吃鸡肉是什么味道。
But he has enough love to have this chicken and give it to his co-worker.
但是在这样的情况之下，他仍然充满了爱心，要带了一块鸡给他的同工吃。
So for us, we truly need to learn to love one another.
所以今天我们真的要学习互相相爱。
What about someone? Sometimes some of us are not so lovable.
那么我们会看到对方都是可爱的。
But actually, we think about it.
我们想想。
The person who deserves the least love.
那么一个人如果是不可爱的话，
That person at that moment they need the most love.
那么我们觉得那个人不可爱的时候，就是那个人更需要爱的时候。
Just like the Israelite people.
就好像以色列民一样。
They always complain and murmur against Moses.
我们都知道他们一路就是一直对摩西发怨言。
And many times they scream and yell at him.
那么他们一路出埃及的时候就跟摩西来争吵。
But when God wanted to destroy all of them,
但是神说，那我就要灭掉这以色列人。
And he promised Moses to make his descendant to be great.
那么他要，而且他应许摩西，让他摩西的后代呢，能够做最大的。
So during the time that God wanted to destroy them,
当神决定要灭掉这些最容易吵闹的以色列人。
Is it the time they deserve the least love?
那么那个时候的以色列人是最不可爱的。
But Moses showed them the most love.
但是我们看到摩西反过来觉得说他们是最可爱的。
By saying to God.
那么他这样的祷告。
If you not forgive them.
他说如果你不能够饶恕他们。
Take my name out of the book of life.
那么我愿意以我的名字来为他们来做担保，取掉我的名字。
So the time they deserve the least love.
所以那个时候的以色列民真是不可爱啊。
Moses gave them the most love.
可是摩西却用最大的爱来包容他们。
Just like in the book of Acts when Stephen was being stoned to death.
那么就好像使徒行传当这个使徒要被石头打死的时候。
During the time he loved his fellow Jews very much.
那么在那个时候他感觉到所有在他面前人都是可爱的。
So he tried to preach Jesus to them.
所以在那个时候，就算他临死了，他还要向大家传耶稣。
But on the end, they were stoning him to death.
但是最后他却被石头给打死。
That's the time they deserved the least love.
在那个时候，他是最不可爱的。
Can you imagine if you were Stephen?
如果我们想想，我们就是他的话。
Being stoned to death by the people you want to save them.
如果被人家打死的情况是什么样子
？Maybe some of us would become very angry.
有这个时候，我们可能会感觉到很生气。
But Stephen, because he was full of love.
但是他却一个很好的使徒，
充满了爱。The time that they deserve the least love.
因为在那个时候呢，他们是最不被爱的人。
He showed them the most love.
可是他却
By praying to God and asking to forgive for their sin.
这个爱表现在为了要为他这些人来代求。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像主耶稣基督一样。
When he died for us on the cross.
当他在世界上受死的时候。
Every single one of us, we deserve the least love.
每一个人要处死他的人都不值得爱。
Because we are born in sin.
因为我们都是在罪里出生的。
But there's a time that our Lord Jesus Christ showed us the most love.
但是在那个十字架上，主耶稣表现了他最大的爱。
By shedding his blood on the cross for us.
他表现的爱就在他死去生命来为我们流血。
So how much more should we love one another?
所以我们应该想想怎么样爱对方呢
？True love that we love those who hate us.
因为真的爱要能够包容那些恨我们的人。
True love is we pray for those who persecute us.
真爱是要能够包容那些逼迫我们的人。
If we love those who love us, what good is it?
那么如果我们爱那些已经爱我们的人，到底有多好？
But love those who hate us.
反过来，我们要爱那些恨我们的人。
Love those who despise us.
要爱那些轻看我们的人。
Because this is true love.
因为这才叫真爱。
And it's love from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样的爱是从主耶稣来的爱。
So love one another.
所以我们要彼此相爱。
As Christ loved us.
那么就好像神爱我
们。We not only love one another, we also should love God.
我们不只要彼此相爱，也要爱神。
That's why this psalm say here, right?
所以诗篇这样这里说到。
And your God, my God.
啊，所以路德说到说，你的神就是我的神。
This is very important.
这很重要的。
For those of us who have family members not in Christ.
今天我们看到我们家人还有人不是属基督的。
We need to bring them to Christ.
我们要把他们带来给基督。
We need to fast and pray for them.
我们要为他们禁食祷告。
Nowadays, this is the saddest thing for me.
那么这主耶稣告诉我们。
I have so many family members.
那么我今天我有很多的家人。
But none of them are members of True Jewish Church.
但是很多人都还不是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Because of this, I feel very sad sometimes.
所以我有时候我想起来就觉得难过。
Especially my Cambodian father is 85 years old already.
尤其是我在柬埔寨的父亲已经85岁了。
This means his end is at near.
那么事实上他的生命已经快要到尽头了。
But we need nevertheless not to lose hope.
但是我们永远不要放弃这个希望。
We need to pray for them.
我们要永远为他们来代
求。So our God become their God.
所以让我们的神变成他们的神。
This is the greatest task for every single one of us.
今天这样的工作在我们每一个人生活里面都是最重要的。
There was a story about this young couple.
那么有这么一个故事，说到一对年轻的夫妇。
This young couple they met and they fell deeply in love.
那么他们见面之后，都真的互相的相爱。
And then they got married.
然后就结婚。
Then he began their marriage. Then the wife, she was struck with depression.
那么在结婚之后呢，他的太太呢有很严重的忧郁症。
And she goes to many places trying to cure her depression.
那么他带着她，希望这个太太能够被治疗好。
But no matter where she go,
但是不论她到什么地方
，she cannot find a cure for herself.
她没有办法找到正确的医生来治疗他。
But finally, he found our Lord Jesus Christ.
最后，他找到主耶稣。
And in Christ, he began to find peace and joy.
在基督里，他发现了平安跟喜乐。
And then several years later,
所以几年之后
，the wife also struck with cancer.
那么这个太太又得了癌症。
But for many years, she tried to preach to her husband.
但是经过这么多年，她一直要跟她的先生来传道。
But the husband never come to believe.
但是先生永远不信。
Even though the husband loved her very much.
就算先生非常爱这个太太。
But he never come to believe.
但是他永远不信。
But when his wife struck with cancer.
但是当这个太太得了癌症。
And then he came to the hospital and visit her.
他来到医院看他太太。
Of course, she have only several weeks to live.
当然，这个太太已经只剩几个星期生命。
When he looked at her, he knew that she does not have long to live.
他知道他的太太已经活不久了。
So during his time, as he looked at her,
所以他看他的时候
，he became very sorrowful inside his heart.
所以这个先生就感觉到内心非常难过了。
And he began to cry.
他开始哭了。
Then his wife said to him,
那么这个太太说
，Do not cry.
不要哭哦。
Just be there.
只要在这就好。
So when the wife said this to the husband,
那么这个太太告诉先生这个样
子。He even cried even more.
那么他告诉他之后，这个、先生哭得更惨。
But the wife told him.
但是太太说
，Do not cry.
不要哭。
Just be there.
只要在那里。
Be there in a place is no more pain and no sorrow.
只要在那个地方，没有任何痛苦存在了。
Be there in a place where Jesus Christ is with us.
因为在那个地方，主耶稣基督与我们要同在了。
In a place is no more weeping, no crying.
因为在那个地方，不再流泪，不再擦眼泪了。
So when a husband heard this.
当这个丈夫听到这一段
he become very sorrowful.
他感觉到更痛苦了
so for us, we truly need to love our family members.
所以今天呢我们真的要很好好的爱我们的家人
and pray for them.
而且要为他们代祷
to show how much we love them.
能够告诉他们我们多么的爱我们的家人
so our God can become their God.
所以能够真的实现说我的神就是你的神
then verse 17 say, where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried.
17节说你在哪里死要我也要在哪里
The Lord do so to me and more also of anything but death part you and me.
那么今天我们的主耶稣基督也是为我们而死。
Where did our Lord die?
那么我们的主在哪死呢
？Our Lord Jesus Christ died in the hill of Golgotha.
那么我们的主在哥哥他山上死。
Not only he died, but he also was buried.
那么并不只是死而已，而且是属灵死。
But where he died, we also need to die.
那么他在哪里死，我们今天也要在哪里死。
Because the day that we are baptized, we are dying into Christ.
因为在我们受洗的那一天，我们就在主里死
了。Not only die with him, we also buried with him.
不只是在他里面死，而且是在他里面葬下。
But why some of us feel that we are still hanging on the cross?
但是我们今天很多人看到都还在十字架上。
That's why when we hang on the cross, our life will become very suffering.
我们今天还挂在十字架上的那一刻就是痛苦的时刻。
So that's why we need to make a determination.
所以今天我们要决心。
We cannot always live a life to hang on the cross.
我们不能够永远是挂在十字架上的生活。
If we always hang on the cross, this life is be full of suffering.
如果我们有这样的生活，那我们的生活就是痛苦的。
So we need to make determination.
所以今天我们要有决心了。
If we want to go to the world, we go to the world.
如果我们今天要去世界，就去世界。
If we want to come to Christ, we need to come to Christ.
今天我们要回到基督，就要回到基督。
But of course, we want to come back to Christ.
当然。我们要回归给基督。
But if we just hang on the cross,
如果我们只是把自己定在十字架上
and one eye we look in the world,
有一只眼睛看着世界
and one eye we look at the Lord Jesus Christ,
另外一只眼睛看着基督。
As long as we do this, our life will never be full of peace and joy.
我们无时如果我们一直这么做的话，那我们的生活没有平安的。
We need to make determination.
今天我们要下决心了。
So for those of us in the world, come out of the world.
今天如果我们还在世界上的人，要从世界上出来。
For those of us on the way to the world, come back.To God.
如果我们今天决定已经要往世界的路上，我们要回头了。
And say to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要告诉耶稣基督。
Entreat me not to leave you.
那么不要逼我离开你。
Or to turn back from following after you.
反而要回头来跟随你。
For wherever you go, I will go.
不论你去哪里，我去哪里。
And wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
不论你住哪里，我就要住哪里。
Your people should be my people.
你的国就是我的国。
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
And where you die, I will die.
你要在哪里死，我也要在哪里。
And there I will be buried.
你在哪葬在哪里，我也要葬在哪里。
The Lord do so.To me, nothing but death part you and me.
那么今天的主耶稣基督为我们受死受难。
We turn back to the Lord.
我们要回归来到他身边。
God is waiting for us.
因为神就在身边等我们。
Let's rise up and sing hymn 351.
我们一起唱诗赞美神351首。
351.
351首。